The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod. It's time to strap into the logbook.com's escape pod, a daily dose of the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unabashedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and for the next few minutes, let's see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1958, NASA got its second satellite off the ground, Vanguard 1. Even though it stopped transmitting a few years later, Vanguard 1 currently holds the record for being the longest-lived man-made object in orbit. As of 2008, the inert Vanguard 1 had been circling Earth for 50 years. Born on this day in 1936, Apollo and Shuttle astronaut Ken Mattingly. Actor Gary Sinise, who played Ken Mattingly in the movie Apollo 13, was born in 1955. Neuromancer author William Gibson was born today in 1948. On this day in 1988, actor Merritt Buttrick, who played Captain Kirk's son David Marcus in the Star Trek movies, died of complications related to AIDS.
I used protomatter in the Genesis Matrix.
Protomatter? An unstable substance which every ethical scientist in the galaxy has denounced as dangerously unpredictable.
But it was the only way to solve certain problems.
So, like your father, you changed the rules.
If I hadn't, it might have been years, or never.
How many have paid the price for your impatience? How many have died? How much damage have you done? And what is yet to come?
Sci-fi and fantasy author Andre Norton died on this day in 2005. In 1981, Stern released the Japanese-made game Scramble in North American arcades. Originally designed by Konami, Scramble has a unique place in video game history. It was the first video game to be copyrighted as a creative work in its own right, setting a major legal precedent for the entire industry. Code could be copyrighted just like a work of literature. Stern went to bat for Scramble after numerous bootleg Scramble machines were found for sale by less than reputable distributors. You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. If you want to witness video game history unfolding firsthand, the logbook.com is the place to do it. With downloadable videos from the comprehensive chronology of Phosphor.Fossils to the origin stories of the industry told by those who lived it in the best of CGE videos. Previously available only on DVD, you can now download the specific videos you want to see. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod landing procedure. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Green.